A lot going on. Jim Russell here on the quick episode of Choke That Radio on the go here on the Anchor app. A lot going on. Tyron Woodley on his never-ending feud, recovering from shoulder surgery, and he doesn't know who he's going to fight next. There's a lot going on. So you have an interim bout that I think is all but confirmed. Rafael Dos Anjos, Colby Covington for the interim welterweight bout. Tyron Woodley said he's ready. He could fight in July, but this fight's happening in May. Not sure what's the deal with Dana White as far as, is there a 30-day compete clause? I don't know what's going on there. So you have that. Then, of course, you have Kamaru Usman against Santiago Ponzinibbio, booked for UFC 129, and Stephen Thompson is fighting Darren Till, which is a tough fight because Darren Till is 16-0 and one draw, and 4-0 and one draw in the UFC specifically. So that's a tough fight. So Stephen Thompson could have easily sat out and wait till Tyron Woodley returns from injury, and we could finally have this trilogy and this third fight. Amazing first fight at MSG, and a nice return bout a few months later. So that's what he was talking about, Tyron Woodley. Hey, you should have sat out, but Stephen Thompson didn't want it. He's not the type of guy to wait around. He's gonna take the tough fight against Darren Till. Tyron Woodley says that Stephen Thompson should be able to pull it off. But hey, it's MMA. It's anyone's ball game. So with that being said, he picks Stephen Thompson. I'll go with Stephen Thompson as well at UFC Fight Night 30. Now, I agree with Rashad Evans. Look, Dana White is the promoter. Even though there is ranking systems, you should be on his good side, because if you're not on his good side, it's going to be difficult for you to get fights, difficult for you to make money, difficult to make sponsorships, difficult for all the above. So you might as well, you don't have to like the guy per se. You don't have to go over his house in Maine, as I saw on one of the episodes, one of the channel shows on UFC. But you have to respect what he has done with the sport since the reality show in 2005, which basically made UFC mainstream, and eventually with the help of Ronda Rousey and a lot of others lobbying Albany, and eventually the only state that it was banned in, one of the last states that it was banned in, New York, finally got unbanded. And thanks to the efforts of Dana White, and now we had other events such as the World Series of Fighting and Bellator live from Madison Square Garden. So, yeah, I mean, you don't have to have, it doesn't have to be a best friend, but you should be able to at least have a working relationship with Dana. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. So, then of course you have Nate Diaz from the outside looking in. He wants money fights. He would want Conor McGregor. But Conor McGregor, off a big layoff and off winning $100 million versus his fight against Floyd Mayweather Jr. And there's no rush. There's no rush for him to come back and see the octagon. He is theoretically the lightweight champion. He won it in November 2016 MSG against Eddie Alvarez. He has not defended it since because he had the baby in May of 2017, and it had his big fight against Floyd Mayweather in August of 2017 as well. Big fight coming up in Brooklyn, UFC 223. This is the first fight since fight night since March, where you have in the main event, El Cucuy, Tony Ferguson against Khabib Nurmagomedov. And then in the co-main event, you have a return bout for the strawweight championship. You have the champion now, Rose Thug Namajunas against Joanna Jacek. That's the main event and co-main event live from Brooklyn at the Barclays Center. It should be an amazing, amazing time. And, people are starting to say that Cucuy versus Khabib should be for the full-fledged undisputed lightweight championship, and for whatever reason, it is not. Conor McGregor is still the champion. Not sure why he has not been stripped, but Ferguson doesn't even want, if he gets by Khabib, he doesn't want Conor McGregor. He thinks the next money fight is Georges St-Pierre at 170. He mentioned that in his media call, I believe. Hey, that's a good fight to have. Great fight on your resume. GSP proved when he came back at Madison Square Garden at UFC a couple of months ago that GSP could still go. Michael Bisping, who's been fighting for a long time, has not slowed down for a bit besides injuries. For a guy to have a layoff such as GSP and a following such as GSP to come back and do what he did to Michael Bisping speaks volumes. That guy is an automatic first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best mixed martial artists in the history ever. So, with that being said, we'll see what happens between Kukui and Khabib Nurmagomedov. And then Joanna Jacek versus Rostov Namajunas. I'll talk about that next.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.